It's time for Money Trends. Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank. And John LeBlanc, Metairie Bank CEO, joins us on the show on this beautiful, chilly Wednesday afternoon. John, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scoot. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Always great to talk to you. All right. So, you know, when it comes to defining financial freedom, I see commercials on TV all the time. And I feel like they're talking to younger people who can start this process of developing financial independence through saving and through 401k plans. That's not something that I got involved in my life earlier because I didn't have a chance and there were other things going on that didn't allow me to do that. And plus, I just didn't have the right direction at a younger age and then even as an adult to do all of that. So I see all of this, you know, all these people living these great lives after retirement. How do you define financial freedom, and is it something that can be defined long before you retire?
Great question. And I think I'll start by saying that, you know, worries over finances are very common. As a matter of fact, there was a recent poll done that indicated 72% of people worry about financial issues. It's the number one stressor in their life. I was kind of surprised that it's the number one issue, but it is. And the stress comes from just uncertainty. And really, I don't think we have an answer for everyone, but financial independence or financial freedom varies from person to person. As you mentioned, maybe you're thinking about retirement and how much you've got put aside, or another person who might be, you know, how do they afford to buy a home or buy a car or maybe just pay their credit card bill. So financial freedom is different depending on the person, but I think the answer is the same regardless. And it starts off with very simply spending a few minutes and just understand your numbers. Understand what your income is, how much do you bring in every week or month or however you get paid, what your expenses are, and what your debt is. Understanding what type of debt you have, whether it's mortgage-related or credit card-related, student loan-related, and list all those things out. And then from there, you can develop a plan to achieve whatever your goal is. And again, it could be retirement, paying off debt, purchasing a home. Varies by individual.
You know, I understand. And when you think about financial independence, I guess it's never too late to try to start to do something, but there are a lot of people who are behind the eight ball on this, and they didn't start young, and they see all these commercials, and they hear about all these people who have, like, they're financially set, and maybe they were in a different economic place originally, but they also are just, they're planners, and they did some of the right things, and, you know, financial freedom is an important thing because, as you say, so many people are stressed out about finances.
Absolutely. And look, if we don't want financial issues to be the number one stressor in anyone's life. And I think the best advice I have would be to sit down, understand your numbers, whether they're debt, income, or whatever the issue is, or maybe your retirement savings, and sit down and speak to someone. I highly recommend working with either a friend or a referred professional or your local banker. I know at Metairie Bank, we're glad to sit down with our customers at any time and help them develop a plan to achieve whatever financial independence is for them.
Now, you know, John, there are people who are in jobs and they're working to retire. They're working because there's a great pension plan. And they hate their job, but they do it every day because they're living to retire. I'm not that kind of person. You know, I couldn't do a job that I didn't love or didn't enjoy doing just because I'd be able to retire. Because, first of all, we don't even know if we're going to make it to retirement age. And then also, it just seems like if people want to do that, I'm not criticizing that. But there are a lot of people who don't want to working a job or working under financial criteria that is all based on, well, everything's going to be good when I retire.
Absolutely. I understand completely. And I think to work through that plan, you've got to figure out what your personal goals are. And again, we've all got different ones. Some people may just want to be able to retire, have their home paid off, and enjoy the rest of their life in their home. Others may want to get out, may want to travel the country, travel the world,
right,
and do things like that. And your retirement savings plan needs to be adjusted for that. Particularly, you know, if you're going to be traveling and do things like that, you're going to need a retirement plan that has some cash flow coming off of it, whether it's monthly, quarterly, annually, something to put in your pocket to enjoy as you're doing these travels. And other plans may just be directed towards, hey, I want to have my home paid off and have enough to pay my insurance, and I'm going to be happy. So,
yeah, and I know people like that, and I'm not being critical. In fact, I have a strong degree of admiration for those people who can plan out their lives that way. But, you know, for me, yes, I want to save and I want to be secure. But, you know, even though I could say, okay, I could take this money and put it toward retirement or put it in savings, or I can get these Steve Madden boots. And, you know, sometimes I just get the boots.
And, you know, I think that's okay. That's absolutely okay. I think it goes back to living your individual plan out. And I'm assuming that it doesn't stress you out if you spend the money on boots or going out to dinner or whatever it may be. I think, you know, what we try and recommend to, at least to our customers, is, you know, figure out what's important to you, and we're going to help you achieve those goals.
You know, it's great that Metairie Bank has these resources, because I would, you know, before I knew you guys, I would have thought that I'd have to be a big time depositor to go in and dare have the nerve to say, hey, can you help me kind of figure out things financially? This is what I got. This is where I am. Can you help me? I didn't think those services were available.
Absolutely. As a community bank, we're always glad to sit down with our customers and spend the time to do that. And when necessary, we'll refer customers to other professionals for insurance products or other things that may be part of a good financial plan. But always willing to spend the time to help.
I remember there was a time in my life when things were really good, but I had a lot of bills, and I always talked about how if I win the lottery, I'm going to pay off all my bills and have enough to go to get a Big Mac.
I have those same dreams, and my wife always tells me, I get to have those dreams because I buy a ticket.
Yeah, nice.
And she never buys the ticket, yeah. So I said, well, you don't get to dream if you don't buy that ticket. So for a few hours on Wednesdays, you get to have those dreams.
John, it's always to get this advice from you, and it's comforting, and sometimes they're just comforting reminders of what we can do, and hopefully people take some of this advice and manifest it in their lives. I know that I work on doing it every time that we talk. So the bottom line is find a way to finance to find your financial freedom, and then go for it. And you don't have to dedicate everything to retiring. But if you haven't done anything toward retirement, especially if you're Xer, millennial, Zoomer, man, start doing something little. You'll be surprised at how big that will be later in life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Scoot. If you have a plan, ask for help. People, there's, again, Metairie Bank's glad to help you execute your plan, and you're going to be well on your way.
All right, Metairie Bank is a community bank, and they are willing to help you. And this is SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank.